cost learning system. So I'm here today to share with you a little bit about the software. I know we've heard a lot about it, seen it in action, but I'm here to show you exactly how it works. And the software itself is primarily adopted and used as an automated homework system. So as a means for actually motivating your students into doing their homework, I know that's the biggest struggle we face sometimes as math instructors, getting students in there working out problems, learning the material in the homework portion before they go in to take the test. And we offer courses starting with just your basic college arithmetic. So basic college mathematics, pre-algebra, introductory algebra, intermediate algebra, college algebra, pre-calculus, statistics, and our newest course is an essential or applied calculus type course. And the software really is moldable to all learning environments, can be used in conjunction with a lecture course, with self-paced courses, hybrid courses as we see here, also online courses. So I'll kind of show you how that works today. Today we'll see both the student and the instructor side of the software. But just to start off with a little bit about the student software, how it actually works, we do sell textbooks that accompany the software. Contents there do match. Primarily, students purchase our materials at the bookstore, and they're purchasing our, what we call a bundle. They're going to receive our textbooks and software, the CDs, actually packaged together in a bundle. And the prices for that range from $70 to $75. We try and really focus on keeping that price extremely affordable for students. And the prices of textbooks these days have become outrageous. So $70 to $75 is getting students both the textbook and the software. Now also with that purchase, students are receiving lifetime access to the software. So they're getting a lifetime license here. And it's the only product that offers this, the only one that never expires. So if you have a student that needs to, for whatever reason, withdraw, go back and retake a course next semester, even if they just want to use it for review later on, they always have that option, no matter what version you're on. Updates are always free for your students, so they're getting lifetime access there. And really the last point I'll hit on here was discussed a little bit, Dr. Dinley mentioned this, and that is that the software itself is actually CD-based. And it's the only one that is this way as well. So as opposed to the web-based program, there is absolutely no dependence on the internet for your students. So they can work completely offline and then still get credit in your online gradebook later on. So I'll show you exactly how that works. But just know that your students are never experiencing, like mentioned, the speed issues, disconnections, students that just simply don't have internet at home. Or even for today's students that carry around laptops, I know a lot of them are kind of going in and out of those areas of connectivity. So they can always work even without internet connection. And as instructor, you will never hear that I was in the middle of my homework and the internet went down. But, so that's how it works. And with it being CD-based, it's just a quick installation. We mentioned that earlier, from CDs. And you'll do the same thing with these demonstration CDs that we can give to you today. You just pop them into your disk drive, a few clicks, and you have it installed. And we can install it anywhere for you. All over campus, we install for absolutely free. There's never any cost or contract with our software to your school. So I guess I'll go ahead and get started and just show you what it looks like. And basically what I have pulled up here is the instructor software. So upon adoption, this is actually what would be installed on your computer. This is the instructor's main screen here. And it's going to give you access to the student courseware. So I'll take you through that. It just shows you basically what your students are doing, the homework they're seeing. Also, you have access to this online gradebook. It's a fully functional course management system. It's just a website we host for you, so you can access it from any computer, even without the software installed. You're also going to have access to our web test, which is an excellent test generator. It allows you to create both online and paper tests. So I'll show you that. And then lastly is that lesson editor. And that really just allows you to go in and customize any of those homework assignments in the software that you may want to, numbers of questions, types of questions, all that sort of thing. So we'll go ahead and get started first just in the student courseware to show you what this looks like. And here it's asking for my access code, which I'm going to load in because I have this saved. Now, every student here is going to have their own access code. Again, this is how the software recognizes this is Joe Smith from whatever school. And the first thing really to mention here is that this is the main student screen we're taking a look at here. And we try and keep the interface as easy to use as possible. It's very intuitive, looks exactly like a textbook, just has a table of contents there. Again, those do match between the textbook and the software, but so very easy to navigate. Again, just chapters listed down the left-hand side. You can scroll through chapters, choose a topic they'd like to study, and then all the lessons here are then going to show up for that particular chapter on the right-hand side. So we'll just go ahead and jump into a lesson to show you what it looks like. Every lesson is going to look the exact same. Basically, four large buttons here for your students. So again, very easy to use. We think math can be intimidating enough to students as is without throwing a program at them that's difficult to use. So three modes here, and I'll explain a little bit about what each one of these does. First is going to be our instruct mode, and instruct is basically a multimedia lecture. It's going to show you example problems, definitions, contain any material from the textbook. Any material you might find there in the textbook is going to be here in instruct. So it's really a reference for your student. It is interactive. So like this screen we've come to here, occasionally it will give your students what we call a your turn and really engage them in their learning. Just like you might as instructors throw out a question to the class, this does this as well. So here it's asking me to drag and drop. It might be a multiple choice question, a fill in the blank question, something like that. But so it is interactive. And the last thing really to mention here in instruct are the video and audio features, if you notice at the bottom. If I were to click on those video features, it's actually clips of instructors going over key points, working out problems, that sort of thing. So there's videos there, as well as the audio. The audio actually just reads the screen aloud to your students. So for both those visual and auditory learners, we have that there. I really try and cater to all learning styles. Some students like to hear it. Some students have to hear it to learn. So we have all of that here for them. And again, that's basically instruct. It's just going to contain anything from the textbook, example problems, and example problems here, let me mention, do differ from those in the text. So students have two sets to refer to, and they really like that. But so basically example problems, definitions, and it's completely optional for your students. So we'll jump in next to practice. So this is the next mode, and practice is just that, practice. This is where your students are actually working out problems. And again, like we mentioned, students are still working out with pencil and paper, inputting final answers. So if you notice at the bottom here, your students can skip through problems, jump around. We really try and keep it just like a textbook. They can, you know, answer those problems they'd like to, skip those they don't like to answer. And to show you, again, how you enter in an answer here, we'll go ahead and answer this question. And to get anything that's not typically found on the keyboard itself, in this case, exponents, fractions, any mathematical symbol, anything like that, if you notice the keypad on the very right-hand side, if I scroll my mouse to it, it's going to pop right out for your students. So anything they might need is here. Here are those exponents, those fractions we mentioned. Students can also, though, use basic keyboard commands. So like we mentioned, the up arrow here is going to give me a fraction, or an exponent rather. So we'll go ahead and submit our answer. And obviously we're all math people, so we knew that was an incorrect answer. But this is what is one of the most important features of our software. What I think is the most beneficial to your students as they're learning. And that is that it has an artificial intelligence built into the program itself that's smart enough to anticipate and diagnose common student mistakes and then explain those errors to your students. So here it's going to tell me, obviously that's an incorrect answer, give me the option to try it again. But this is what sets our software apart and takes it a step further. If you go into this explain error, we'll see what it says here. It says you've been asked to simplify the following expression. The answer you submitted is incorrect. It appears you have multiplied the exponents in the answer. However, the product rule states that here we should add. So it's actually smart enough to recognize those common student mistakes, and instead of telling them, no, you're incorrect, try it again, it tells them specifically, why am I incorrect? What did I do wrong? So as opposed to that paper homework or other systems where students might, say, work out 10 problems in a row and get them incorrect every time, really ingrain that mistake in their head, here they're learning as they make the mistake. And I think we'd all agree that homework is really one of the most, if not the most, important parts of math. It's when students are actually working out those problems. They can listen to your lecture, but it's not until they're putting those principles to use, working them out themselves, that they're learning the material. So why not, when they're doing homework, give them a system that's going to give them error-specific feedback? So that's how that works. They could always then jump in and just see a worked-out solution. We'll go ahead and go back to practice here. To point out one more thing at the bottom, if you see the level here, this is the level of difficulty of problems I'm working on. So as a student, I can choose here. I want to work low-level, medium, or high-level problems, because you will have students that want to master the low-level problems before they move on. Or you can work progressively. Obviously, that's going from lower to higher-level problems. And then pre-certify, which is our default mode here, which is what you were seeing, just a random. You might get a hard question, then an easy one, then a medium, that sort of thing. We'll go ahead and choose some difficult problems here. And say your student encounters a problem that looks like this, which to some students might just be intimidating. If they just don't know where to begin when it comes to a question, we have our tutor, if you notice, at the bottom corner. We can click on, brings up our interactive tutor and several methods of help for your students. The first thing, step-by-step help. So we'll go ahead and jump in here. And step-by-step is actually going to break the problem down into smaller, more manageable pieces, really walk your students through it, holding your hand. And it takes this exact practice problem, and it's going to ask your students to enter an answer at each point along the way. So really guiding them through the problem as if having a tutor there. So that's our step-by-step. They could also just jump in and see a complete worked out solution if they'd like to do that. And these would be hyperlinks to any rules or properties they might be using in this specific problem. So we'll go ahead and go back to practice. And that's pretty much how practice works. Again, it's algorithmically generated, so it's completely unlimited. Your students can work as many problems as they want here and virtually never see the same problem twice. So completely unlimited, but with that artificial intelligence that's giving that error-specific feedback, and then the tutor in case they get stuck. So next we'll jump into the certify mode. This is really the most important part of the software. So if we get anything out of this, it's certify here. And certify is actually what we call the homework. So we call it certify. So as an instructor, you are assigning your students to go in and certify in a particular lesson. And as you can see, it looks the exact same as practice. So that keypad is still there for entering any answers they might need to. That's not typically, again, on that keyboard. But if you will notice, the option to skip and the tutor feature are no longer here. So there's no more hand-holding when it comes to certify mode. Students actually have to prove they know what they're doing and they know this topic in order to get credit for the homework. And the entire system is built upon the principle of mastery learning. And we've set that mastery level at 80%. So basically, what in the world that means is that students have to get correct here 80% of these problems in order to get credit for the assignment, or a 100% in your grade book. So they have to go through here and work until they reach that 80% mastery level, then they get full credit. So the way it works is at the bottom here, if you notice, there are 15 problems in this particular lesson, and that ranges from about 10 to 20, depends on the lesson. And then students are allowed 3 strikes, or they're allowed to miss 3 problems and still certify, still reach that mastery goal and get full credit for it. So what would happen if a student misses the 4th strike? The software is actually going to take them from their certify mode, place them back into practice to practicing the specific problem type they were missing in their certify. Then the beauty of the whole system is students then go back into certify, get a brand new set of problems, and try it again and again and again until they learn the material. So they have unlimited attempts here in order to master that material and get an A for this homework assignment. So it's very motivational for students. They have unlimited attempts here in order to learn this and get that A. So as opposed to paper homework, where if you even have the time to go through and grade individual questions, and then get it back to your students. It's a few days at best. And then most students aren't going back through, okay, I missed this problem, I missed this problem. They just kind of chunk it out. It's more of a non-penultive approach. Give your students unlimited chances here, unlimited chances to win. It makes it much more motivational when it comes to homework for students when they know they sit down at the computer, they have a chance to win this homework, and they learn it and master it before getting credit. So that's really how the homework works. And the way students get credit for the assignment, we spoke a little bit about this earlier, but when they in fact do reach that mastery level, that 80% level, the program generates a congratulatory message that says, congratulations, you've certified. And if a student is working on a computer with internet access at the time that they certify, that is automatically sent to your online gradebook and recorded for you. So automatically recorded that this student has mastered that material, they get credit for it. But again, initially we did tell you this is the only software that lets students work without internet access. So say they're on their laptop and they don't have access at the time while they're working on their problem. All they would do was the program creates a small completion code. We call that a certification code. It prompts your student to save it. They simply save it to their computer, or if they're at home without internet access, save it to a USB thumb drive. The next time they come to campus, or the next time they have internet access, they just go to a website that we host for them and turn it in. And I'll show you what that looks like. But also in those certification codes, it's going to store all kinds of information for you, the instructor, about time on task, what your students are actually doing when they're in the software. So you'll be able to see as an instructor how many minutes they spend and instruct, how many minutes they're spending in practice, how many attempts does it take my students to certify. You'll be able to see all of that sort of information is stored there and sent to your gradebook as well. So just to show you what it looks like if students need to go turn those codes in, we'll go ahead and end our certify here and ask, are we sure we want to exit? Go ahead and click yes here. And then it's going to ask if we want to pause our certification session. So if your student is on campus and halfway through their certify mode, haven't missed a problem yet, but they have to run to class, they can always pause it and come back to it later so they'll never lose their work. So we'll go ahead and quit here. And back to the student's main screen. Again, at the bottom there are three large buttons. So the interface, very easy to navigate through. The first button here is our web test. That's where students are going to go to take any online tests that you might create and publish for them, as well as creating practice tests for themselves. But the middle button here, the progress report, and we'll go in here and show you what this looks like. This is just a website that we host for your students. Each student is going to have their own. So we host one for every student so they can access this even without the software. This is basically where they're going to see how they're doing in the class, what they need to do for homework, and when it's due. So if you notice at the top, you can get an up-to-date score in the course. In this case, I have HLS lessons. That's that Hawks Learning Systems lessons. That's my homework score. But if you wanted to enter in tests, quizzes, attendance, anything into your students' grade, they could always see that here. Seeing an up-to-date score really keeps them motivated. But then also they can see what assignments they need to do for homework, what lessons they need to go and certify in, as well as the corresponding due dates for those lessons. So whatever date you set, they need to go in and have that completed by. And then also here in the progress report, if you notice at the top, the Submit Certificates tab, this is where students are going to simply turn in any of those codes they may have completed while working offline. So they can just browse and upload it from wherever they saved it, or even type or paste it in. So that's in a nutshell how the student side of the software works. Also here in the progress report are course materials. If you want to post anything for your students, if this is an online course and you want to post video lectures, if you just want your syllabus or your personal website posted, you can do that, and students would retrieve that here. And there's also a messaging system built in, back and forth between you and your students that you can forward to your personal email. So that's basically the student side of things. And we'll jump then over into the instructor side of the software, show you what that looks like. So we'll go in first into the online gradebook. And again, this is a fully functional gradebook. Odds are, if there's something you want this gradebook to be able to do, it does it. However, there are really only two things you need to do in order to use the software. So that I don't overwhelm you with information today, I'll just show you those two things. And the two things you'll need to do is first, just go in and give assignments. And second, somehow motivate your students to actually do those homework assignments.
We'll jump in first and show you what it looks like to give homework. We'll just do that under the Assignments tab here and our HLS lesson due date. Here it's asking me to choose my section. I have one section that I've named one. Obviously, yours would be a little different than that. We'll go ahead into my section one. And basically, what I pulled up here is a template that shows you every lesson that's available in the software, anything that you can assign for homework. And again, we're assigning that certify mode. So the way it works is if you want to assign your students to have to go in and certify in the lesson, you simply put a date next to it. If you don't want students to certify in the lesson, you don't want that to be a homework assignment, don't put a date there. So if we wanted to go in and, for example, assign solving absolute value equations for homework, if we double click, it's going to make today's date the due date. Or you can even jump into this calendar and choose a date somewhat in the future. And then keep in mind that these dates are never set in stone. This is just a website. So you can always go through here, change any dates you might need to. I know often we're running ahead or behind schedule. So you can always adjust these or even just do a little at a time if you wanted to. And then any change you make here, any due date you enter here, is then automatically going to be sent to that student's progress report showing up as a lesson that they need to do and when it's due. So that's how those two are linked. So that's really it. The first thing you need to do here is just go in and get some homework. And you can always share these due dates with other instructors. If you had one instructor who wanted to set it up for the entire course, you could do it that way. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we've just got to motivate students to do homework. I think that the best way to motivate students to do their homework here is directly through their grade. How do we motivate students to do anything? Through their grade. We tell them that they have to do it for this course. We require it. So here we're setting up our categories, and as you can see, the HLS lessons is first. Those are those homework assignments. I have a final, quizzes, test. You can put whatever you want in here, again. And then if you notice, we have a quantity of 7 next to our HLS lessons. That's because I assigned 7 due dates on that template. You can even go through here and say, I'm going to keep all the homework scores, or I'm going to go ahead and be a little bit more lenient and drop the lowest 2 homework scores. Give them a little more wiggle room if you wanted. But most importantly is the weight that you're assigning for each one of these categories, totaling 100% of a student's grade. And if you notice, we have a 25% weight set here to homework. This is something we think is extremely important, setting a significant portion of a student's overall grade to homework. Our customers typically use anywhere from 20 to 30% just to really motivate students to get in there and do it, to work until they actually master that material. As a student, if I see that, you know, 25% of my grade is weighted towards homework, I kind of have to do it. There's really no way around it to get a good grade in the class. But then it's extremely motivational for students to know they have unlimited attempts here, unlimited chances to get an A, and can get an A for that big chunk of their grade, really gets them in there using software and learning the material. And then again, as instructors, you can be assured that if your students get credit here for an assignment, they know that material at an 80% level. So that's really the two things you need to do here. And you can set a late penalty. Show you how that works here. We'll just go into our HLS lesson late penalty. Again, it's going to ask me for my section. I have that one section named Section 1. And here for a late penalty, you really have two options. You can do either a fixed penalty, regardless of how late it is, X percentage off, or what seems to be most popular is a graduated penalty, which is what I have set up here, fixed graduations, so after a day late, 10% off, so on. After 5 days late, no more credit at all. So it's completely up to you however you want to do this. But in order to actually see how your students are doing, we'll jump into the reports portion of the gradebook. This is giving you various reports about grading information. The HLS lesson report, that's that time on task information I told you about. So you can see by class, by lesson, by student, or even just statistics on how long they're spending in each portion of the software. How many attempts is it taking them as a class to certify? That sort of thing, too. It's nice to have that information so you can kind of see where my class might be struggling, where should I spend more class time, where are they stronger. You can see all that. Web test reports are, if you decide to give any online test, can get various reports about that here. We'll jump in and show you one quick grading report. That is our all student scores. It's going to list to you all the students you have in your class. Keep in mind, they're enrolling themselves in your gradebook. So the first time they go into the software, it asks them, who's your instructor? What section are you in? And puts them automatically in here for you. So you don't have to worry about typing them in. And then basically what you're seeing here, all the lessons that you're assigning for homework, so every lesson I went in there and set a due date for. And if you see a green check mark, I'm sure we can all guess what that means. The student went into the software, they certified, they reached that 80% mastery in that topic before the due date, full credit, 100% for this assignment. The red X, as you can see down there, obviously that's going to mean they didn't certify by that due date, they did not master that material, 0% for that particular homework assignment. And the only way that your student scores really ever differ between that 0 or 100% are if it's late. And that's what that yellow check mark there signifies, that it was late. And whatever late penalty you chose, as we showed earlier, that's how it's going to affect the student's grade. So it'll affect it accordingly, and you can see all of that in the student scores. But so that's pretty much, in a nutshell, the grade book. Again, it's a fully functional grade book. See that. If you have any specific grade book questions at the end, happy to answer those for you. But let's jump back into the main instructor screen to show you how our web test works. And this is our test generator. So what we're going to do is go ahead in here and create a new test. And this is going to pull an entire database of all of the questions that are available in this particular software. So we can go through here and go into a lesson just to show you what it looks like. So we'll double click and view all of the available problems from this particular lesson. I want to go through and choose some to put on my test. And it's going to show you here, there are a total of 19 questions available in this particular lesson. The way it works is if you like the question, you want to add it to your test, you just click in the box next to it to put a check mark there. If you don't like the question, you don't want it on the test, you just leave it blank. Our default mode here is going to be free response. You can go in and choose some multiple choice questions if you'd like. Then it would automatically be created for you. So you can choose really either way that you want those questions to be shown to your students. But we'll just go through here and select some questions. You kind of get the idea of how this works. But we'll go ahead and add these selected problems to our test. So we have a very short, we'll call this a quiz. So we'll go ahead and close this down. You can always then go back in, add more problems, go into the next lesson, choose a few questions from that lesson. And this is basically what the test looks like. You can always jump in and delete a question if you decide don't really want it on the test. Change the point value. If it were a question that involved more than one step, or say the finding of one answer was dependent on the finding of another, it would actually ask for answers at each step along the way. And you can even change the point value for each of those steps. But so once you're happy with the test, you like it the way it is, you basically have three options. And first is just to go in and print this test. So go ahead and choose that. You can just do a single paper copy of this test, a single version. Or say that we have 25 students in our class, for example. We can go in and create multiple versions of this exam. If you'd like, you can do two. Do a test A and a test B. Again, it's algorithmically generated, so it is going to create two of the exact same tests, exact same problem types, just changing those values around for you. So do a test A, test B. To kind of show you the extreme of things, we could even go in there and create 25 unique tests. They print with answer keys. I know that wouldn't be too fun to grade, but you can do it, so keep that in mind. And that's printing. Next, we can just jump in and export the test, and that takes it again to Microsoft Word if you did want to change any of that, the answer choices, anything like that. You could do that there. And lastly is e-publishing. And this is really to publish this test online for your student to our servers for your students to go online and take. So we'll go ahead and e-publish this test to show you what it looks like. I'm expanding my section one to show you all the students I have in my class. And when it comes to online testing, you have many options. First thing, you can set a start date and an end date and a start time and an end time that this test is available for your students to go on and take for the entire section. Or even for individual students. If you knew, for example, Laura was going to be out of town the week of that test, you could give her her own start date and end date. Give her a different time to take it. The next column is password protecting. And this is used by virtually all of our users that do e-publish tests. And it's really a way to ensure a proctored environment where students would come to the lab There would be a proctor there who would announce the password that students would be prompted to enter before gaining access to the test. We can password word protect it and even give individual students their own password. As far as exam options here, you can go in and give a time limit for the test or not. You can even give individual time limits so you can customize this for students. Say you have a student who might need a little longer to take the test, just a custom time limit. We can go in and actually give them that custom time limit. So you have a student with a learning disability that needs extra time. You can do that here. Next, you can give credit for unsimplified answers. That artificial intelligence from the software is actually built here as well. It can recognize answers, and instead of marking them as incorrect, simply mark them unsimplified. And you can go in here and denote what percentage you want to give students for those answers. So we can go ahead and say, give me full credit, even if they enter 4/8 instead of a half. Or give that student partial credit, and I want to give them 50% credit for any of those unsimplified answers. You can have it set to be recorded in the gradebook for you, so that's nice. You could never have to grade homework or tests again if you didn't want to. So you can do that. You can lastly allow multiple attempts for this test. So say you wanted to go in and give, instead of unlimited attempts, we wanted to say, you know what, students, you can actually take this test twice. And I'm going to take your best score, or your average score, or your first score. If you wanted to do that, again, you can keep it a traditional test where you just give one option. Student exams, you can allow students to see a clock as they're taking the test so they know how much time they have. Allow them to review the test. Either whenever they want to, immediately after they're finished only, or again, you can even do it after a specific date. If you have that one student who is taking that test at a later date, you can even set it after that date so no one could review their test until after that date. And then finally, in the advanced option with e-publishing, you could just make this a pass or fail test. The second option, prerequisite lessons, this is pretty neat and becoming more popular. So we're going to go ahead and expand here on Chapter 1. And by putting check marks next to these lessons, this actually means that students would have to have certified in these lessons before they're even able to get access to the test. So it's a way of forcing students to do their homework. So you can do it, but then keep in mind they're better prepared because, again, they're learning the material at that 80% level before even taking the test. But so that's how our e-publishing works. But let's see, we have one last thing I really want to share with you was this that we saw briefly. kind of just in summary, we are math specialists, so we're all math people. We only do math. We're not a large publisher that does English and science. We only do math. We've been around for 20 years, so we've been around the longest. We were the pioneers of mathematics software. So we have a product maturity and that artificial intelligence, tolerance for answers, that sort of thing that you're not going to find in any of the other programs out there. Also, it's CD-based. It's the only one that is. Works exactly like a web-based product with the added bonus that students can work completely offline if they need to. And with that, it's a quick installation from CDs, like we mentioned, with none of those plugins that Dr. Denley discussed, which can get up to as many as 8 or 9 and really just be confusing for students, especially those that aren't that computer savvy, as well as just time consuming. Again, it's very user-friendly. I think you saw the interface is extremely easy to navigate through. We try and keep it very intuitive for your students. We offer that lifetime license, so it never expires. Students can work as long as they need to and never have to worry about repurchasing access. And expenses, $70 to $75, textbook and software together. You have free training and free technical support here. The rep would come to your school and do as much training as all the instructors needed, help you get all of your grade books set up, that sort of thing. And we have free technical support. And that is not only to you, the instructor, but also to your students. So if anyone has a question, they can always give us a call and we can help out. And we actually have some users in the room here who I'm sure can tell you their experience with that and how exactly that works. Mm-hmm. But so we do all of that free training and technical support. And then really lastly, what truly makes the difference, truly improves test scores, is that error-specific feedback that we mentioned, that students are learning from those mistakes as they're doing homework. And then lastly, the mastery-based homework system. It's just been proven to work.